The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What is a harsh reality that everyone should know? Started as a Reddit thread.
This seems like one of those things where you always hear older people comment by saying something like, "You're not entitled to anything. You got to work hard for everything you get."
Yeah, and that gets into the whole question of where you started makes a big difference of how hard your work will get you.
The only shortcut is hard work.
Yeah. I'll give you a couple examples.
Okay.
Like thought to give you what they were thinking of. Number one, you are not always the hero in the story. There are plenty of times where you are somebody's villain as they tell the story.
We've talked about that before, and that really spun me out to think
about like really wondering that, you know. Like those times, because there are certain things where you can go, yeah, and that I was a douchebag in that or whatever. So I know, like in that story, I would be. But what are the ones that you don't know about?
That's what bugs me. That's what worries me, because I know that there were times when I was younger, when I was in like elementary school, middle school, I got picked on by kids that were cooler than me. And I know that I definitely picked on kids that were not, you know, air quotes, as cool as me.
Right.
Because there's that kid hierarchy where you do that stupid crap and you don't realize it until much, much later. But that bothers me a lot to know that there is somebody who like demonizes me from something I may have done 35 years ago.
What about if they demonize you for something you still think is right, but they perceive it differently? That's sort of the same, but I guarantee we have that one.
Yeah.
You know, plays out all the time.
Yeah.
A listener just sent this one from Tennessee, I believe. While you're busy growing up, you're not realizing that you're also watching your parents age.
Oh, man. Okay. So I lived in Georgia for the last, 10 years of my life prior to moving up here for the show. And before that, I lived in South Carolina. I was always within an hour or 2 hour drive of my mom and dad. I pretty much saw them every other week, I'd say. And if we didn't see each other, we made it a point to say, let's go on like a day date or something where we can see each other. But now that I only see them a few times a year, which absolutely kills me because I'm so close to my family, I see my parents aging so much differently. Not just because I'm at a distance, but man, I hadn't seen you in a long time. Same with my nieces and nephews too. But when you look at your parents, it's just like, oh my God, I just want to be closer to y'all. It's that urge to just be closer.
Yeah.
You don't realize it as you're growing up or as you're living your life. So are they, and they're aging. And
I didn't really notice it that much until my brother had kids, my sister had kids. And now, because seeing my brother or my sister once a year, it's not as drastic of a change.
Yeah.
You know, they look relatively the same, but it's like seeing their kids, most of their kids are under 10 years old. So it's like you don't see them for a year and they could be 6 inches taller and just look completely different.
Right?
And their voice sounds different.
Yeah. And with kids, if they're gone for a week and come back, you're like, they have somewhat new personalities or whatever. I mean, I'm exaggerating it, but you notice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think along those lines, well, I guess I'm not sure it's along the same lines, but also like another harsh reality is at some point you will do something for the last time, but not know you're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
that always gets me.
The kids stuff.
Yeah. You went
a lot of the
kids
stuff, like Liam is at an age and a size that I can still legitimately bear hug him and lift him way off the ground. I can't do that with Grayson.
Yeah.
And I don't know when the last time was, but at some point it was the last time. I mean, yeah. I'll kind of goof around and do it now,
but it's
his
not the
toes
same.
Are still basically touching the ground because yeah. he's tall now.
Again, harsh realities everybody should know. Jeffrey sends this one in. Harsh reality, it's okay to be offended. So yes.
Yeah.
And I would yeah. say it's also okay in many cases to let that be your thing and not make it everybody else's. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There are lots of things that are offensive that aren't horrible. Not, you know, starts to, real offensive is should be reserved, in my opinion, mm-hmm. for hate crimes and you know
yeah.
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, in a lot of cases, the harsh reality is no one cares that you're offended.
Yeah,
in right. many cases, I mean, sometimes you're very justified to be offended, but sometimes you go, well, sorry, you don't like the color yellow. Mm-hmm. Don't care.
Yes. This one is a harsh reality that it's that I bet even if you know this and I think everybody will, it still is still like, why? You can't be liked by everyone.
Right.
It mm-hmm. doesn't yeah. matter how nice you are.
That's not going to stop me from trying.
Yeah.
It really bums me out when I know that if there's somebody that doesn't like me.
Yeah.
For whatever reason it might be, like, I don't like it. I hate
it. Do you try to?
It depends. I mean, usually if they don't like me, I'm not going to go out of my way, but, you know, it's still, like, if I had a neighbor or something that I go, oh, man, I know they don't like me, and...
Is it that, is it, if you had a reason, it'd be fine. Like, well, oh, I did do that, and they thought I meant it, but it's the ones where you're like, they just don't like me. Like, you know.
Well, yeah, it's one thing if it's just mutual. Like, of course they don't like me, I don't like them.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when you just go, man, I always thought I was nice to them.
Yeah.
There's I'm the same way where if I know that somebody doesn't like me, I go out of my way just to be really nice to them. But they're like there's one person in particular I'm thinking of. It's a friend of a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we interacted, I always just got this abrasive feeling back from that mm-hmm. person. And I never knew why. So I would go out of my way to seek that person out. Like we were at a gathering, I would seek that person out. Hey man, it's good to see you. How you been? How's work? What are you up to? What's new with your life? Like just try and
not kill them with kindness,
But I never got that in return. It would just be like the short one word answers. And I'm like, all right, well, I don't know what I did. I may have done something. There may have been something offensive that I did or said.
Right.
And I just don't know about it, but. This is a lost cause.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would be curious because I come from a military family. So as a kid, leaving schools where I think of those people that I was like, oh, I thought you were my friend, and then moving and never having to talk to them again.
Mm-hmm.
I think it made it really easy for me, especially at this age, at 35, when friends who I'm still kind of getting to know, like you said, Steve, a friend of a friend, or even if you've only been in my life for a few years, man, I got friends that have been in my life since I was 14.
Yeah.
I got siblings that I'm best friends with. I have a quality group of people around me. So if I've only known you for a few years and you pull some S and then you tell me you don't like me, okay.
Easy come,
me.
Easy go.
It's going to be like I moved all over again.
Like I moved.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the exact way. It's like a weird thing that I can just say, oh, I've moved away from people I loved. And, you know, and all the way back to elementary school, middle school, people I found on Facebook because I missed them so much that when it happened and social media was a thing, I could search them out.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that if you wrong me anymore. I don't, like, I'm not going out of my way to search you out to make sure that we're cool. I just, I don't know when that switched, but man, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
You know what? This is not the same as, like, the, you never know when it's going to be the last time, like with your kids or something like that, or when you literally lose someone, like they pass away or whatever. But I think about, I loved playing pickup basketball, my favorite thing for all those years. I had no idea the last time was going to be the last time.
Yeah.
And the only thing that makes me think, I'll go back and risk an Achilles at this point is, I want to know it's the last time. But then if it went okay, it wouldn't be the last time.
Was the last time because of COVID?
Well, the last time was, it was the Saturday before everything got shut down. We played inside at a high school. It was fun, one of the most competitive, fun days ever. One of the guys that was always one of the best players there said, man, Greg is balling today. And I was playing above my head
And oh, I still, thought you meant like you were sad.
No, they have also said that.
I missed a free throw.
But no, it was a fun day. And again, even when I'm quote unquote balling and playing above my head, still like the ninth best player out of 12, that's probably too high.
Taking it to the rack.
Oh, big rack attack. Shaq of the sack.
Shaq.
But yeah, the next week was COVID. And so everybody quit playing. And then by the time people were starting to play again, I was in the middle of a divorce and we happened to play on days that I had my kids. And that was just the end of it. I'm not going to drag the kids along to play pickup basketball.
On the bright side, the last time you played, you were good.
Hot Wings, yeah, I can't begin to tell you how grateful I am. Because there had been nights where, you know, where it goes the other way. You were like, God, I could barely tie my shoes right without ruining everything for everyone. If it had been one of those nights, I wouldn't be able to let it go.
Yeah, like if you had, like you go, I just have to give up. Like that would have sucked. Like you could be Tom Brady.
Yes, that's the first time there's ever been an apt comparison.
1 year
between
too
him and
long.
Me athletically.
1 year too long.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
I like these. Any more?
Yeah, there's a lot more. Harsh realities everyone should know. Your health is not guaranteed.
Yeah.
Good one.
A lot of people assume.
Love is not always a two-way street. It's a very good one,
too. In fact, it's often not. I would say more often it is not a two-way street. That's what makes it hurt so much.
This one I love, probably because it's a version of what I've said before, and I probably heard it from somewhere else. I'm not saying I thought of it. Good times manifest in retrospect. Like, you guys will hear me often say, these are the good old days.
Yeah.
Like, and not necessarily when we're having, like, the best moment ever, but when things are going smoothly and everything else, just as you get older, you realize, oh, my God, that time in college, that was amazing. And, yeah, I was frustrated with a million assignments and working two jobs and everything else, but, man, that Friday night when we all got to hang out and it wasn't that exciting, it wasn't the biggest deal in the world, still so good. Mm-hmm. You know, just hanging out with, my best friends that are still my best friends.
And just, I think that goes along too with enjoying the step that you're on, because I think everybody's always looking like two steps ahead because you need to prepare. But I've been in those situations before where I finally get to where I've been working for, like coming here to this show after the show I had been on in Atlanta and thinking how excited I was. And my partner at the time asking me, well, what's your 5-year plan? And I remember having to tell him multiple times, you know, I think I just want to enjoy this step right now that I'm on. And you can apply that to work or kids or if you're in school right now, whatever. Just enjoy that moment with your friends versus thinking back when you look back on it, oh, I should have been more in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to remind myself that so many times. Like, wait, the step that you're on is a really cool step and you worked to get here. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to do a lot more of that, like being present. Mm-hmm. Rather than fretting about the past, which you can't change because it's gone, and the future that hasn't happened.
Yep.
So, you know, prepare so that, you know, I don't want to be destitute when I retire.
Exactly.
But, yeah, like day-to-day things, like if I don't get to that, I it's fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Harsh reality. Last one. Birth control is never 100% effective.
That is a harsh reality for many and over time.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.